ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 17। श्रीराजो वाच यथैताम् ऐश्वरीम् मायाम् दुस्तराम् अकृतात्मभि तरन्ति अञ्जः स्थूलधियो महर्ष इदम् उच्यताम्। श्रीराजो वाच यथैतामैश्वरीं मायाम् यथैतामैश्वरीं मायाम् दुस्तरामकृतात्मभि तरन्त्यञ्जस्थूलधियो तरन्त्यञ्जस्थूलधियो महर्षैदमुच्यताम्। श्रीराजो वाच यथैतामैश्वरीं मायाम् दुस्तरामकृतात्मभि तरन्त्यञ्जस्थूलधियो महर्षैदमुच्यताम्। श्रीराजो वाच यथैतामैश्वरीं मायाम् दुस्तरामकृतात्मभि तरन्त्यञ्जस्थूलधियो महर्षैदमुच्यताम्। श्रीराजो वाच यथैतामैश्वरीं मायाम् दुस्तरामकृतात्मभि तरन्ति अञ्जस्थूलधियो महर्षैदमुच्यताम्। श्रीराजो वाच यथैतामैश्वरीं मायाम् दुस्तरामकृतात्मभि तरन्ति अञ्जस्थूलधियो महर्षैदमुच्यताम्।
लेडीज़,
श्रीराजोवाच ऐश्वरी माया दुस्तरामकृतात्मभिः तरन्ति अञ्जस्थूलधियो उच्यता श्रीराजोवाच यतैतामैश्वरी मायाम् दुस्तरामकृतात्मभिः Word for word meaning is as follows. Shri Raja Uvacha. King Nimi said, Yatha, how? Etam, this. Aishwarim, of the Supreme Lord. Mayam, material energy. Dustaram, unsurpassable. Akrita Atmabhi, by those who are not self-controlled. Taranti, they may cross over. Anja, easily. Sthuladhiya, persons whose intelligence is dulled by materialistic attachments. Maharshe, O great sage, Idam, this, Uchchatam, please tell. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: King Nimi said, O great sage, please explain how even a foolish materialist can easily cross over the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord, which is always insurmountable for those who are not self-controlled. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, Sthula Dhiya indicates those who ignorantly identify themselves with the gross material body and who are therefore unable to analyze the subtle laws of nature by which the soul transmigrates in illusion. Srila Jiva Goswami comments that Sthuladhiya also indicates so-called pious persons who execute pompous religious ceremonies for material sense gratification rather than trying to prepare themselves to go back home, back to Godhead, by engaging in the loving devotional service of the Lord. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, King Nimi was already an advanced devotee of the Lord and therefore knew that one can cross over the illusory energy Maya by surrendering to the lotus feet of the Lord and pleasing Him by pure devotional service. Therefore, the king was asking the question for the benefit of those who falsely consider themselves very much learned but in fact are addicted to materialistic fruitive activities which increasingly entangle them in illusion. In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has quoted from the Amar Kosh Dictionary to show that Akritatmabhi indicates Apurnatvam, or one whose life is empty. Every living being has an eternal relationship with the Supreme Living Being, Krishna. One may love Krishna by thinking of Him as one's eternal master, one's most intimate friend, one's beloved child, or the object of one's conjugal attraction. Of course, such ecstasies should never be confused with ordinary material emotions, which are perverted reflections of spiritual rasas or relationships. In the material world, we try to relish the same relationships of servitude, friendship, parental love and conjugal love. But the object of such feelings is the temporary material body, which is quickly devastated by the laws of nature. These loving feelings should be directed toward the spiritual body of the Supreme Personality, Krishna, who is the reservoir of all beauty and transcendental bliss. One who has not learned the art of directing his love to Krishna is Apurna, or one whose life is ultimately empty. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one whose life is empty can also be called Mandadhi,
or one whose intelligence is crippled by a lack of broad experience. King Nimi, a pure Vaishnava, was so kind that he asked, "How can such cripple-minded people cross over Maya in the easiest way possible, since by nature they are very lazy in spiritual matters?"
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha Om Ajnanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Seeking the blessings of all the senior devotees present here, Nartaki Mataji, Mahaprabhu, Chandra Prabhu, Vrishabhanu Prabhu, everybody else. So here is King Nimi, in today's language, chief executive of the government, engaged in a dialogue with sadhus, and the subject matter is Maya. King Nimi taking the position of a very ordinary person, he asks him, there are 9 sages, they are collectively called the Nava Yogendras. 9 Nava Yogendra, very powerful beings. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam takes us to a particular time where things were done properly. There are mistakes, imperfections, because this is the material world. But just like you see some of the appliances, you purchase a refrigerator or a washing machine and there is an arrow which says this side up. This machine should be always kept this side up.
And that's what happens in Kali Yuga. There is no such arrow. We don't know which is the right side up. And therefore we need guidance. We have the same, practically the same situation. Nothing much changes in this material world. There was a Rajarshi, a Raja, king, and a Rishi at the same time. Then we had just Rajas, just kings. And they didn't have the responsibility of previous kings, but they really exerted their rights. For example, in English language, we have this thing, a king can do no wrong. A king is always above the law. Where does it come from? If you research a little bit, this has its roots in Vedic history. In fact, today people shudder at the thought that how can you have somebody who says he can do no wrong? During Prabhupada's time in the United States of America, there was President Richard Nixon, and he wanted to know what the opposite party is planning in the next election. So some of his associates, that's what known history tells us, something else could be really hidden from us forever, but his associates told him, why don't we plant some microphones in the opposite party's office? So all their meetings, we will be hearing what they are discussing there. So we'll know their plans. And somehow the whole thing got busted. It got leaked. People got arrested. Those who were planting the microphones were just stooges. They were just puppets. They didn't know who is telling them. They were just told that, go and put this and you'll get $80,000. So then they didn't ask, why so much money for just a small job? And finally, the whole thing reached Nixon's two main, they were called the left arm and the right arm of his administration. And Nixon told them, resign. You accept the whole blame? Resign. I'll take care of you. They resigned. He didn't take care of them. It came on him. And for the first time, a president was impeached. He had to leave office. And in a television interview, he said, when the president does something, it can be no wrong. Whatever he does is good. And that's where people, they still, he's dead, long gone, but then they still are very angry at this. How can you say like that? Just because you did something and it is wrong, and what he did was wrong, he didn't admit that. So in Kali Yuga we just have the Rajarshi, the Rishi part is gone. We just have Raja. So many don't want a Raja at all. And you have democracy, which promises much more, but delivers little. So when the first time I read in a Prabhupada conversation that what the world needs is a benevolent dictator. I come from this economic background and economics background. This is my favorite subject. It was my favorite subject. I said, how can that be? Benevolent and dictator, they don't go along together. But you read Prabhupada Lilamrit and you will find that many times Prabhupada acted like that. Prabhupada said, I am the founder Acharya. What I say
is the last word, at least for ISKCON's matters. And we all love him for being that. So, however difficult this subject could be to analyze in today's terms, because Kali Yuga will be spinning so many different types of situations, will be weaving so many different types of atmospheres, and we will be bewildered. That's what this age is. A very interesting point comes here. Jiva Goswami says, Sthula Dhiya, bad intelligence, dull intelligence, doesn't just mean those who don't take part in spiritual life. Even those who take part in so-called pious activities, they are also called Sthula Dhiya. So I thought, since the whole subject matter is Maya, just to do a little search about this thing, which I don't think before joining ISKCON I would ever utter the word Maya. And after joining ISKCON, I think every day, don't we all tell somebody this is Maya, or somebody tells us this is Maya? It's Maya, 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 and sometimes we become more Maya conscious than thinking of Krishna. Yesterday's fine class given by Krishna Chandra Prabhu, he mentioned one article by Jayadvait Maharaj, Who is the Demon? And that was a very, I also remember reading that. I don't remember the whole article, but just yesterday I was thinking, what's the difference between me and somebody outside? And after a lot of thinking, I came to the understanding, he does activities which are Maya, but he doesn't know. I do them, I know. And that was a horrible thing to realize, that the only difference between two of us is, he doesn't know he's in Maya, I know I'm in Maya. But knowing yourself in Maya, does it help? I don't know. I didn't get the answer yesterday. Maybe by your mercy something will dawn. I remember there was a story where a person had joined the Hare Krishna movement and then he left. And he was in a bar in North America. And in a bar, a conversation ensued with someone, and this devotee, you have to call him a devotee? Yeah, he is a devotee. He started talking to him about spirituality, about the existence of God, about the soul, about transmigration, about how this human form of life is so transient, how we have to go back to Godhead, how we have to chant Hare Krishna. So he said, if you know all this stuff, how come you're here? So he said, because I am in Maya. Now, this makes us realize the power of Maya. You can actually be in Maya, love Maya, know Maya, preach to others how to get out of Maya, they can actually be delivered out of Maya. But you may be the same. So there are, we know there are some other forces which are also working. This is not a mundane transaction. You cannot go to somebody who has failed repeatedly in the CAT or IAS exam or even a school exam and expect to get 90% plus by hearing from somebody who has repeatedly failed. Not possible. You cannot go to a bankrupt businessman and get a loan for 500 crores. Can he? Can he say, I support him, but I am bankrupt, but I support him. That doesn't make sense. Somebody who is always sick cannot be a fitness expert for someone. But how come
in this particular case, it doesn't hold good. So, if you see the Bhagavad Gita, the actual verses which talk of Maya are only two. For all that Maya is, I was thinking, how much Krishna himself is talking of Maya? There are only two verses, seven chapter. Daivi yesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mame vaya prapadyante maya metam tarantite. And then, naham prakash sarvasya yoga maya samavrita. That's all. So, what exactly is this Maya? Of course, Srila Prabhupada already starts speaking about the illusory energy from his introduction. Many times Srila Prabhupada takes a stance that in the third chapter he talks about the essence of the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter he talks about what is going to come later. That's what is Prabhupada's mood. He doesn't wait for you to read. Sometimes you may not even read. Who knows? Once one senior devotee told me that Prabhupada had this fear that not all his followers would read all his books. And that's a fact. So, sometimes you may just get the mood to read something Bhagavatam. And just you may reach, while you are in your bed, you may just reach some canto, okay, seventh canto. I tried section wise, chapter wise, I reached up to third canto, stop. Again I started first canto, stop. Again I started fourth canto, stop. There are many devotees who feel that their reading is something like this, you know, this dhakka start gadi. The bus, you have to push it, goes 25 feet, sputters, stops. Again it goes 20 feet, sputters and stops. But Srila Prabhupada, knowing fully that this could be our problem, he's there waiting for you at that particular purport. And even if that section talks of some heavenly planet or somebody talking to some apsara or something, the purport gives you the whole thing. You are a soul, you are not the body, you are a servant of Krishna, you have to chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead. So, I think that's Prabhupada's genius. And that is compassion. Prabhupada didn't write books just to be glorified as a expert scholar, scholarship in Kali Yuga. I mean, it's more like a disadvantage rather than an advantage. So Prabhupada's purports are not centered around showing his disciples, look how much I know. It's look how much you can know in just one particular small size purport. So we'll first analyze the Bhagavad Gita thing, and then we'll go on to the Bhagavat, and then something in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's what my plan is for today. Maya has two components, ma, not, and ya, this. Many times we have read this. Maya is called illusion. Maya means something temporary. Maya also means affection. Maya means many, many meanings are attributed to the word Maya. But when it comes to the energy, it means something which is temporary and which is causing that illusion. In that purport, 7.14, Prabhupada begins by saying, all the energies of Krishna are divine. When we say Krishna has, this is Krishna's Maya. So Krishna's Maya means, is Krishna also under Maya? Sometimes, not every time. Like we have a servant who is supposed to be loyal, but someday he doesn't obey.
You have a device which is yours, but sometimes doesn't work. This, the Shastras assure us, never happens ever. There is not a single incident where Krishna can be afflicted or Krishna can experience that same illusion. It is said that the sun can never become cold, even for a moment. Can there be any kind of cold? No. So similarly, Krishna, even if Krishna wants, he cannot fall in Maya. Because she is always his energy. She is always subservient. And she is always divine. So Krishna, from his point of view, never makes anything, mic or something illusory. I just thought of a simple example. The government may purchase bricks, stones, cement, wood. One particular department may be allotting that. Some of those bricks may go to make a school. Some of the bricks may go to make an amusement park, a swimming pool, or a museum. And some of the bricks may be used to make a prison house. Does the brick say, this is prison brick, or this is a bad brick, or this is a condemned brick? No. As much as the school needs to be sturdy, as much as the amusement park, swimming pool, museum, they need to be constructed properly, similarly the prison also has to be constructed properly. Is it not? Or should you say, this is a prison, you can use third grade things here. What good is a prison if it is not a proper prison? Because the government inspector who comes to inspect the construction, he will give a report saying the prison is not that sturdy, make it sturdy. So just like a school, if it collapses, is it good? No. And if a prison collapses, that also is not good. So with that logic and understand, Krishna makes the spiritual world. Now we are in this material world, so we use words like make or create. But the spiritual world doesn't need creation. It's always there. And surprisingly, this maic world is also always there. This also doesn't get destroyed. It appears, then disappears. So what is there is not there. Not this maya, maya. Our body, it looks in the mirror as if this is my body. You again take a look, it has changed. You see a flowing stream of a river, you put your right foot into it, take it out. What did you do? I put my foot in the water, put it again, but now the water is gone. That water which touched your foot is now gone. There is the new water there. First time I heard a lecture by Prabhupada, he says that those old films, nowadays we use digital films, but the old films, there is to be that spool, that reel. And if you look at the screen, it looks like the hero is galloping on a horse. And then he comes down from the horse. But if you look at the reel, there is no galloping and there is no coming down. In one frame, he is like this, next frame is like this, another frame is like this, and like this, and like this. So Prabhupada says, isn't every frame different? It is. When it is run at a speed by which eyes can see motion, then only it seems as if he is galloping or he is coming down or he is doing this or doing that. Brilliant example. So Prabhupada said, similarly, every day your body changes. Every moment actually it changes. But very slight change. It's like watching a clock. You see the second,
Actually you can see it is moving. The minute, after 1 minute you say, it moved. And the hour, this thing never moves. But actually, all three are in motion. Very slow, imperceptible. So the duty of the Shastra is to show us how things are changing. And at the same time, we don't like change. Why don't we like change? Because we are constant while everything around is changing. We want love which simply grows, affection which simply grows. We want security which simply stays as it is. They are not available anywhere. So these are the things which Bhagavatam explains, that ponder, think about them as to why you have this kind of attachment. We will come to the Chaitanya Charitamrita section for that and understanding. The second point in that 7.14, Prabhupada explains, Nitya Baddha. When I read for the first time that all of us here are Nitya Baddha, I said, why me, you know? And there are some who are Nitya Siddha. I said, how nice. It's almost as if, you know, in a big lottery, they got their number, I didn't. But after so many years of understanding, trying to understand this one concept, somebody asked Prabhupada, what happens to the Nitya Baddhas when they become devotees? They become Nitya Siddhas. I said, really? Is that simple? Baddha means condition. And we are all conditioned. This purport has the key to understanding that. Prabhupada says there is no history of our becoming conditioned. What date did you join this college? Such date. What date did you join this job? What date did you start this factory? What date did you get married? There is a history behind it. Isn't it? So we are all conditioned by having a particular date in mind. What day did I fall down in this material world? You cannot understand, because I cannot speculate. I was thinking in the morning, maybe because I came from a time where there is no time, or I came from a place where there is no material place, I said, nay, shut up. I'm telling myself. There is no history means there is no recorded history as you know history. Krishna knows. Krishna talks in the Bhagavad Gita, I know everything, Arjuna. So, just because a particular time is not known as to when a jiva decides to rebel, this is a perennial query in all college programs. One of the first questions people ask is, how did we come here? So my answer is, are you sure you are here? If you know you are here, that means you are here. How you came may be beyond your intelligence right now. After 20 vomits and 20 diarrhea bouts, if the patient is asking, doctor, tell me, what did I eat that I got this? He says, first of all, recover. Your body has lost so much of fluid. Even if I tell you, before I start speaking, you may go in a delirium condition. So do we have the resources to understand how exactly we fall? Shastra says, no, you don't. So the only thing I can research and I can confirm is, am I fallen? That, after chanting Hare Krishna for so many years and reading Bhagavatam, I am definitely fallen. I don't have any other realization except that I am fallen. Fine. That itself is a good beginning. Like if you know you are lost, hey, that's good news. At least you'll ask someone for directions. The moment you feel,
think I am lost. That's the time you pick up the map, you ask somebody. But if you say, I know this place, second right, another right, and the square comes. There's no square here. Okay, second left, then first right, again there is no square here. Okay, I'll go back again, first right, second right, third left. Till the time you are adamant that you are not lost, you are simply wasting time. So, when we have a situation where, like sometimes devotees, we talk to outsiders also that, I am so fallen. Or sometimes somebody reads a poem by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I am so fallen. And the outside world, there are 1,000 books telling you, self-esteem, the power of positive attitude, you are that, you can make it, you have everything. I don't know how many people get that kind of benefit. At least the guy who wrote the book sells, he gets money. He gets everything. He has a positive attitude. He saves his family from bankruptcy and everything that happens. So, one clue from Radha Govind Maharaj's katha, he said, if I have this key bunch, it was lost many times, as with many other key bunches. I remember in 92, this is my second year in the ashram, I lost not this bunch but some other bunch, and I came before Gopinath and said, if you are the Supreme Lord, you have to help me you have to help me find my bunch. And in 2 hours time I got it. So I came in front of him and said, I am convinced you are the Supreme Lord. So we know this is my paltry intelligence capital, that you ask Krishna to find you a key bunch which you left because of your folly, and then you praise him for being the Supreme. Really pathetic, but that's what I am. Anyway, so if you, mobile phones or keys or a notebook or a diary or something, and which this pen is always in your shirt pocket, and you feel, I lost it. My favorite pen or lucky pen or whatever. Because you knew that you had a pen for all these weeks and today it is not there, therefore you feel its absence. That's an important point. Maharaj said, why don't we feel that absence of a spiritual connection with Krishna? I come from the spiritual world, right now I am lost. I had my relationship with Krishna, now it is lost. He said, this is not like that. There's a big difference. We don't remember Krishna, we don't remember, because first there is remembrance. I had a pen, I don't have a pen. That is forgetfulness. I don't know who Krishna is. Krishna, what do I have to do with him? This is ignorance. This is ghor agyan. This is andhatama. There's a big difference. You need someone like a pure devotee, like Prabhupada, who comes and tells you, you have a connection with Krishna. And you say, me? I don't think so. In India, people are talking like that, where you're supposed to be having Ram, Krishna, Rama and Mahabharata all around. What to speak of the Western world? Imagine the challenge before Prabhupada, telling all these Western audience, we are all part and parcel of Krishna. My God, what a bold thing to do. And later, when these boys and girls accepted, I don't think Prabhupada lost even one small opportunity to tell the reporters, academicians, professors, if Krishna is not the Supreme Lord of all living entities, how come these boys and girls are so happy chanting Hare Krishna? I think Nartaki Mataji, can I share something with you? Maybe I am paraphrasing, but the first time you saw Jagannath in a Rath Yatra and you just loved it. Something like that? So, somebody from far away land and seeing Jagannath, Here, I never visited Puri all my life. I never, there is something called Jagannath Puri and there is something called Rath Yatra is the only thing we know. In fact, one of my Odia friends was telling, the only Rath Yatra we know is that after the day's end, when all the three Raths are near Gundicha, there is a nice market nearby where you can buy ornaments, saris and gamchas and all kinds of trinkets. So there is one kind of maya or ignorance in the outside India, and there is another, maybe more effective, at home. So, the point we were discussing is, we didn't forget that we had a relationship with Krishna. We had ignorance of our relationship with Krishna. And some drastic action is needed for that. So, if somebody asks me, do you feel that you lost your Mercedes car? I said, no, I never had one. So, because I never had one, I don't feel the loss. But if somebody feels that he had and then he loses, then he laments. So one clue as to why sometimes devotees are unhappy or sometimes devotees feel, shah, now I know the philosophy. Now I can't even enjoy Maya. If I go there, I know this is bad. And I stay here and I can't chant properly. I was much better before. I was not so angry before. I was not so lusty before. I was not so greedy before. There is an explanation to it. Take somebody who is punch drunk. He's so drunk, he's lying in the gutters. You ask him, how are you? I'm fine. Of course he's fine. He calls other people who rush into the office as fools. But it's early, 9 o'clock. By 12 o'clock, the alcohol comes down. The effect on his mind comes down. And 1 o'clock is very miserable. Now he has to face reality. What is the cure? They say, what is the cure for hangover? Drink more. This is what the world tells us. Every time you are miserable, go more into Maya. It works. Temporarily at least. But those of us who want a permanent cure, that's a different thing. At least I was told so many times by my relatives, why compromise? Why compromise? You're accepting spirituality, you're compromising. Now you realize, you are compromising. We want, what do we want? Eternity, bliss and full knowledge. And we are willing to do anything for it. If one industrialist is giving you 300 rupees 10 GB data coverage and willing to face a loss for the next 10 years, why can't we also have a same kind of understanding that let this life may have whatever loss are possible, but we will go and gain that eternity, knowledge and bliss. So the next point Prabhupada starts is in the Bhagavatam. Prabhupada doesn't start. Prabhupada, in this purport for this sloka, yaya sammohito jivo atmanam trigunatmakam paropi manute nartham tatkritam chabhipadyate. What does Maya do actually? She's energy. She has some function. Yaya sammohito jivo. It's like a master hypnotist who does something, and then the person who is the subject of hypnotism is completely into illusion. So yaya sammohito jivo atmanam trigunatmakam. In Maya we start thinking, I am a product of this material world, I belong to this community, I belong to this nation, and nationalism comes in. I belong to this particular group. I have to think of that particular group. I have this language. In fact, people say, Indian blood flows in my veins. Or somebody may say, American blood flows in my veins. But these are all labels given. Blood is neither Indian nor American.
So the extent through which Maya can influence in one Punyatra, Maharaj was giving class, Radhananda Maharaj was giving class, and he said, some people say Maya is very strong. Oh, Maya is not just strong, he is very, very strong. He said, this is a nonsensical understatement. She is all powerful. You should not think that just because she is an inferior energy, she has some defect or something. She is all powerful. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chayeva. She is a shadow. She is equally powerful. One cannot come out of the clutches of Maya by praying to Maya. We see this Durga Devi, Mahishasur Mardini, she is on a lion, she has a trident, and that trident is gone in the chest of some guy, that person is below. He is the living entity in this material world. Basically means you and me. And he is praying to her, calling her, mother, mother, mother. She does everything. She may give him whatever, bharya dehi, rupam dehi, patni, pati dehi, dhanam dehi, vittam, everything. But she doesn't take out that trident. That is the sattva, raja, tama, three modes. So by praying to Maya, you cannot come out of the clutches of Maya. Mam eva ye prapadyante. Vishwanath Chakri Thakur sometimes comments as if the whole Bhagavad Gita again was like a movie. He is seeing that and he is seeing, while Krishna is saying mam eva, he is touching his hand on his chest. Arjun, mam eva. Which means not even Brahma, not even Shiva, what to speak of other demigods. I alone. Why? Because there is a Shvetashtra Upanishad verse which says, Maya is the magic and Krishna is the magician. Mayi Naam. Krishna is the magician. His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj tells a story of how he would be delivering newspapers when he was 14-15 years old. And one particular house, he would always be fearful because there was a big dog. And the dog was so fearful, even when he was in his kennel, in his dog house. Imagine those days when he would go and find the dog is not in the dog house. What does it mean? He could be anywhere in the house. So one day, he came and he saw the doghouse is empty. He says, my God. And then the owner is saying, he calls his name and saying, I am up on the terrace. Come up. So he goes in the drawing room. There is no dog. He goes on the first floor. There is no dog. He goes on the terrace and he sees the owner reading some book. And he has, this is the time to give him the newspaper. So he asks him, how are you? Now he says, I'm okay. And one eye was scoring around whether the dog is nearby. And the dog was about 10 feet away. So he said, what to do? Should I go and give it to him or talk something? And that time the dog started growling. And I don't know, but I was very fearful of dogs, especially when they are snarling. And he was deeply engrossed in reading his book. He says, okay, tell me, how are things, how's your life, keep the newspaper here. He couldn't utter anything. He was, Sachinandan Maharaj was so frightened. That time he kept down his book. He looked at, Sachinandan Maharaj was a 14-year-old boy. He looked at the dog, he immediately understood. Hey, he's afraid of him. So he took that dog's name, whatever it was, Rocky, Snoopy, Tiger, whatever, and he says, hey, shut up! And immediately the dog just... and he just sat down.
and he started looking at some other place. So he said, "Whoa, look at this. If not for this man, now can anybody also, anybody can say shut up, right?" Maharaj himself could have said, "Hey, shut up, don't come nearby." Will that work? So, a living entity on his own, can he tell Maya, "Please leave me. Leave me. Please, I'll give you something. You want something? Some offerings, fruits, flowers, fasting, tirthatan, what do I do?" You cajole her, plead her, beg her, get angry at her, nothing seems to work. Sometimes you see chant, that also doesn't seem to work sometimes. But of course, that is Krishna testing us. But all this dog needed was a command from the master that he's my friend. Don't bite him. This is the principle. Krishna just needs to tell Maya, leave him. And that's it. So that is the time when we realize, I thought she picked on me because she didn't like me, or she has nothing against you or me. It's a thankless task she has to do. Devotees have a nice realization. Krishna attracts living beings by his flute playing. What about those like me, for example? The flute, we're deaf. We don't have any attraction for the flute. Then we need to have Maya. If you don't get attracted by Krishna's flute and you run away from Krishna, there is Maya waiting with her kajal. You say, "I thought, no problem, I'll go back." So this is the push-pull effect. She pushes, Krishna pulls. And we need to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assures, which will cleanse your heart. And a clean heart automatically gets attracted by Krishna's flute. So the waiting time, this sadhana bhakti, is simply concentrate on the cleansing process. Once your heart gets attracted, then there is no fear of Maya. So, in the last section of today's discussion, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami's discussion. Mahaprabhu instructed both Sanatana Goswami as well as Rupa Goswami. With Rupa Goswami, the whole subject matter became the contents of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Some of the things they are interrelated, but what Mahaprabhu gave Sanatana Goswami is about avatar, is about the concepts of Maya, about the concepts of bhakti. So, it's a very nice verse. Maya mugdha jiver nahi swata Krishna gyan, jiver kripa kaila Krishna veda puran. Maya mugdha, again the word mugdha means conditioned. Mugdha means you feel enamored, you feel entranced, you are in a trance. Maya mugdha jiver nahi swataha Krishna gyan. Krishna knowledge, the knowledge, what is the knowledge of Krishna? Prabhupada calls it the science of Krishna. I belong to Krishna, I have a relationship with Krishna. And what is that relationship? The Vedas are given, Jiver Krupa Kaila Krishna Veda Puran. The Veda Puranas are given to, as a mercy case, as a, you know, in those games, I have not seen them, but I've heard, there is something called a lifeline. Or somebody is drowning, you throw a lifeline, you catch that in order to survive. So the Vedas are given so that we can come out of this ignorance ocean. What is the purpose of the Vedas? Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanar Janan Krishna Mor Prabhu Trata Jiver Hoye Gyan. Three agencies are at work. Shastra, Guru, Atma. Here Atma means the super soul, Paramatma. Like we see, there is some disaster and relief work is underway. That's what we see in the news. We have helicopters dropping food packets, boats, other people, military sometimes making bridges. So what is the big, massive effort to reclaim living entities stuck in this material ocean? Shastra, Guru, Atma. The scriptures are there, the spiritual master is there, and the super soul is there. Why don't we see people taking this benefit? Prabhupada says, this is the fault of this age. People don't read Shastra and people disrespect Guru. There are so many people who want to be Gurus because it's good business. And as regards the super soul, I read a very nice statement. Always together, eternally apart. It was some other context. I was researching for some article, but I like this. Just think about this. You, I, the Jiva and the super soul, always together. Even if the living entity decides to take the body of a dog, hog or a worm, the super soul never ever gives up his company. He's always there, always together, but eternally apart. The soul never thinks, I have Krishna with me, I have Krishna by my side. So that is something which another Upanishadic verse says, Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakhaya Samana Vriksha Parisajjate. Dva Suparna, two birds sitting on the same branch of a tree. They are friends. This one bird is always looking at the other one. When will you turn your gaze towards me? But the living entity bird is always, the new fruit. Oh, new leaves. Oh, new twigs. He is enamored by what's happening about the tree. As soon as a fruit shows itself, he leaves that branch, goes towards that fruit, starts eating it, and says, how nice. It was so sweet. I hope tomorrow also is like that. Tomorrow another fruit comes. He eats that. It's so bitter. Why life is so bad? So some fruits are sweet. You hanker for them. Some sweet are bitter. You wish they would never come again. Some are in between. And whole life is gone in this tasting process. We simply wish, tomorrow I wish the same thing will come which I experienced 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It keeps on coming. But at the cost of what? At the cost of a life where you don't need to taste these fruits. So, Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanara Janan. One should know oneself. And what is the meaning of one should know oneself? Krishna Mora Prabhu. Krishna is my master. Trata. He is the one who is the deliverer. And now a very beautiful verse. Veda Shastra Kahe Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan Krishna Prapya Sambandha Bhakti Praptir Sadhan. Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan. Lord Chaitanya used to always speak in terms of these three things. Sambandha is a relationship with something. It's a person or an object, event, place, whatever. If someone tells me that very cheap tickets are available for Andaman Nicobar Islands, I said, what do I do? I don't have any plans to go there. No, but very cheap. 10,000 is only 250 rupees. So I said, well, I don't have any connection with that place. So, just because something is available or something is good, suddenly tomorrow I'm told, I hope not, but if I'm told, hey, you have to go there and start a program, then even if it is that free offer is not there, cheap offer is not there, I have to go. Because now there is a connection. So, in our lives, we always think in terms of, first of all, do I have any connection? The marketers outside, they are so expert. They use this principle, do you want this particular thing? It's available at 20% discount. And only for the next 15 days. So you feel, I don't need this, but what do I do? Retail. big retailers come to India, housewives, they are told, you want washing powder? Here is a 25 kilo pack, 40% discount. And the husband says, why did you bring this? 40% discount, only for the next 7 days. Although there is no need, still there is some kind of thing embedded in your mind, and there is some connection, I am saving money. That's how things go. So, sambandha means relationship. All our life, we may say, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, Krishna danced the Rasika dance, Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita. What's that to do with my life? But now you know, Krishna Mora Prabhu, he is my Lord and Master, Trata, he is going to be the deliverer. Tesham aham samuddharta, mrityu samsara sagarat. Then I need to know why Krishna did this, why Krishna did that. So, sambandha is that eternal relationship. Now you know there is a relationship. Now I know I need to go to this particular place. I need to open a factory here. I need to do some business deal with this person. Now I need to know how to do it properly. That's the next part. Abhidheya. Abhidheya means two things. First is establishment of relationship. Secondly, abhidheya means understanding and acting. You understand, I need to come to the Sunday program, I need to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam, I need to chant Hare Krishna. So that is understanding. And acting means, how do I do it better and better and better? So abhidheya means all those activities, Mangalarti, Tutsiarti, Narsimarti, now 9 process of bhakti, everything that we do comes in the category of abhidheya. And prayojan is, sometimes Prabhupada said, returning back to Godhead, or the final fruit of all the sadhana which we have done. Be assured, every, Prabhupada assures in teachings of Queen Kunti, every day spent in sadhana is a step in the right direction. Every day counts. It's not like yesterday, I think I am the same where I am. Prabhu, I am chanting for the last 10 years, nothing has happened. Don't worry. Keep it going. So Mahaprabhu used this sambandha abhidheya prayojan. Abhidheya naam bhakti prem prayojan. Purushartha shiromani prem mahadhan. Devotional service or sense activity for the satisfaction of the Lord. How clever Prabhupada is with words. Devotional service, sometimes we say devotional service. Am I doing devotional service? One simple criteria is sense activity with your own senses, our own senses. As simple as smelling a flower offered to Krishna, Krishna Prasad, hearing Krishna Katha. So sense activity done in a mood of serving Krishna is devotional service. And this, Shastra assures, goes and brings forth love of God. Krishna Madhurya Sevananda Praptira Karan Krishna Seva Kareyar Krishna Rasaswadan. Mahaprabhu assures Sanatana Goswami that Krishna Madhurya, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's form, Sevananda, there is a ananda, there is a joy of serving Krishna, Praptira Karan and Krishna Seva Kare or Krishna Rasaswadan. By doing Krishna Seva, by serving Krishna, one starts relishing Krishna, tasting Krishna, hearing Krishna. After this, Mahaprabhu talks, because he mentions Mahadhan, Prema Mahadhan, Mahaprabhu then gives, and I will end that with this story, Mahaprabhu gives the example of Sarvagya. He says there is a nice story. A poor man always condemning, my father didn't leave any money, my father didn't leave any money, how come he left me like that? And he is asking everybody, pillar and post, what to do, what to do. And there comes an astrologer. An astrologer looks at his hand, oh, so what happened? There is a big treasure your father has kept. So, he says, where? Look at my hut. Look at me, look at my clothes. There's nothing. So the astrologer says, well, in your own courtyard, there is a big treasure. The only thing you should do is, don't dig in the southern side. Don't dig in the western side. Don't dig in the northern direction. And he gives an example. If you start digging on the southern side, wasps and drones, these insects, not those drones which we know, they're actual insects, drones, they will bite you. If you go on the western side, there is a ghost, a yaksha who can devour you. And if you go on the northern side, there's a black snake which can inject poison in your body. And our acharyas have given very, very illuminating explanations. Southern side is karmakand. So much of rituals, so much of rites, so much of following formulaic processes. It's simply like wasps biting you. Western side is the ghost of speculation. Speculation is addictive. It's like some of our most eminent personalities. Kurukshetra. Kuru means to do. Kshetra means a field. So the body is where we do things. So the Pandavas are the five pran. Draupadi means the Atma. And then this goes on and on and on. One of our preachers used to give an example of Shuklambardhara Vishnu Shashivaranam Chaturbhujam. So one king had a pandit, and he said, this means Shuklambardhara Vishnu, Lord Vishnu is white. But the king was an idiot. So he was asking, is there anything new? Anything new? So one pandit said, this is my chance. So he said, Shuklambardhara Vishnu Shashivaranam Chaturbhujam is the rupee, coin. Shuklambara, it's white. Vishnu, it's everywhere, everybody has it. And he explained that this is Vishnu, this rupee. So the king, he removed the original pandit and put this fellow as the Raj Pandit. But if that is the game, another pandit came and said, actually it is the Daivada. Shuklambardhara Vishnu, it is white in color because Dahi is white. Shashivarnam Chaturbhujam, it can be sucked, chewed, whatever, for Charva Chasya Loya Lepya, what you can do with that. And it is available everywhere. So once speculation, that thing is put in motion, you don't know when it is going to stop. So that devours. North is the black snake of Hatha Yoga Siddhis. Do you know there is a yogic flying competition? There are people who, somebody is levitating 2 feet, somebody is 2.5 feet, 3 feet. Actually, no trick photography, no ropes or whatever. And after that they join for some bidi, cigarette or whatever. Because after that tiring yoga practice, you know, the throat becomes parched. So yoga siddhis are a big, big distraction. Sometimes people say, oh, you say like that because you don't have any. At least our acharyas assure, most of our acharyas, they have shown such mystic power. Prabhupada was very careful. He would say, my mystic siddhi, he would show his American disciples. Has anybody gone and made people devotees of Krishna? If at all. I said, I don't claim anything, but if I have, it is this. It's all by the mercy of Krishna. So don't indulge in karmakand, don't indulge in mental speculation, don't go after mystic siddhis. Sarvagya tells him, go on the eastern direction. Eastern direction is bhakti, devotional service. Udilo arona purabha bhage, dvijamani gaura amani jage. So Mahaprabhu also, whenever the sun would rise in the east, bhakata samuha loiya sathe, Kela Nagara Braje. He would take his devotees and they would chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram.
So we'll stop here. Thank you for being such a kind audience. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki.